beginning. Tahoe Donner. 4,000 acres of mountains and meadows only 16 miles from Lake Tahoe. And the chance to own part of it.
Show me a meadow where I can sit and dream. If you like the weather, like the weather, and you might just say the nicest place you've ever seen.
Tahoe Donner, a good place to build a recreation home. For a full color brochure, write to Tahoe Donner, Box 1978, San Leandro. Tahoe Donner, resort living for all seasons.
The sound of the city, the sound that I heard in San Francisco, are mixed with daylight glimmering rays and moonbeam shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city,
all the features that maybe each of the other small cars have one or two of, we have them all.
It's nice to see a comparison sheet come out and substantiate my own judgment, you know.
Now, at your Datsun dealers, a free comparison chart, a free copy of Datsun's booklet, How to Buy a Small Car, and a free test drive.
Drive a Datsun.
Let your Northern California Datsun dealer help you pick the perfect Datsun for you. He is the small car expert. It's 9:30 on the West Coast, and specifically in the Bay Area, and this is KSFO, and we have a brief look at what's new, presented by Hibernia Bank, and one day away from vacation, here's Chet Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thinking about that, huh, Chet?
I think about that quite frequently, yes, as a matter of fact. But that's not to say it isn't a joy and a delight to be here every morning, because it is, really.
Oh, I know
it. It's a great time.
It's a shame to take the money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No,
well,
it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, all right. Hey, a late development out of Washington here, kind of a startling thing. Oh, not so startling, maybe, but fascinating. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
House Commerce Committee has voted to cite CBS President Frank Stanton and the network for contempt of Congress. The vote was about 2-1, 25-13. Stanton refused to give to a subcommittee all the material used in the production of that now famous documentary, The Selling of the Pentagon. The full House has to vote on that now before any further action comes to the foreground.
I tell you the truth, I don't understand the whole thing, but...
Well, he has been ordered by the Congress to turn over to them all of the uncut, the outtakes of the film, the notes and the scripting and the interviews and all that sort of thing used in the making of The Selling of the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely no, he's just not going to do that because that's not their property.
The thing I don't understand is, do they have that right to ask for it? Is that like a subpoena or a jury trial or what?
Oh, yes, Congress feels that they have the right to ask for it, all right.
I see.
The point here is that Stanton's taking the position that no, they do not have the right to ask for it.
And the courts will decide now.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Let's see. An apparently unauthorized strike by U.S. warplanes on the North Vietnamese side of the DMZ has created quite a stir. It's reported that Washington's so upset about the whole thing that they've sent an investigator, the rank of colonel, over that way to find out who authorized that or who got the thing in motion. Daniel Ellsberg says he's given more secret material on the Vietnam War to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but this, he thinks, is more secret, more sensitive than the other papers that he gave to the New York Times, so he doesn't want to release that to the public. Communists say over in Paris they'll begin releasing U.S. prisoners of war the very day the United States starts withdrawing all its troops under a timetable that both sides can agree to.
Boy.
All kinds of labor situations today. No use running through them all again. Anybody who's really interested, give us a call and we'll let you know. But a couple we haven't mentioned out in Mill Valley, about 50% of the city employees, that would be about 40 people, are out on strike. They want to get recognition for their union.
Uh-huh.
Berkeley City employees and health and social planning departments were scheduled to go out on strike, but the word we have right now is that they have not. So
why all at once does this happen?
Oh, this is the first of the fiscal year.
Oh, right.
Our contracts are up on the 30th of June. And
right.
And all kinds of things all over the country. Copper, rails, and other folks either talking about it or actually going out on
strike. That's right, of course.
So, there you are, and I'll get back to you with the sports in just a second.
All right, we'll be waiting.
When your banker looks through you like he never knew you, remember all banks are the same. At Iberia Bank, you will find we say thank you and we know your name.
The people at Hibernia hope you have a good, easygoing vacation this year, so they've allocated a certain amount of money for vacation loans, money that's available for people who simply want a little extra to take care of vacation expenses. The rates are low, in fact. You won't find any lower. So before you go on vacation, look into Hibernia Vacation Loans and remember them, because they will remember you. Member FDIC. All right, Chet, the market, I guess.
Market looks very good. Third day in a row now. After a couple of hours back on Wall Street, the industrials, Dow Jones Industrials, were up more than 3.5 points. The old average share was 15 cents stronger.
Oh, 15. It was 14 earlier.
Oh,
going up.
Things are looking better.
I've made almost a dollar this week. You know that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Without even doing very much.
No.
Yeah, in the stock market, anyhow.
Yeah.
Volume 6 million shares. And in sports, it'll be Stan Smith against defending champ John Newcomb in the men's finals at Wimbledon. The Australian beating Ken Rosewall 6-1, 6-1, 6-3. After Smith had eliminated a pretty well crippled up Tom Gorman, 6-3, 8-6, 6-2, in the other semifinals.
All right, one American and one Aussie in the finals.
Yes, sir. Activity returns to Candlestick Park today where the Giants play the Cards at 1 o'clock, 12:40 KSFO broadcast time, and what a gorgeous day for a ball game.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So I'll see you a little... Wait a minute. The
sports quiz.
I'll stand by.
All right,
here
do we have something?
Gary Whitman. Wait a minute. Who's the Cardinals manager?
Who's the Cardinals manager?
Yeah, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, who?
That's a pretty tough one.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Give it a go.
Red Shandies.
How do you spell it?
S-C-H.
I know.
S-C-H-O-E-N-D-I-S-D-T, I guess. I don't know.
Well, no, you were pretty close, but you weren't quite on it there. What's his number?
Shandies' number? Oh, yeah. See, that's a low number. Sammy played 9?
How many?
9?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Want one more hint?
Yeah.
It comes right after 1.
3.
No,
two.
No, 12. That's right.
2.
No, that's 2. That's right.
All right.
You got that, huh?
I knew it was a low number.
That's right.
Well, I got the manager anyway, huh?
That's right.
Not too bad.
And I'll send Vic Paulson in with his book on cryptography in just a minute.
All right, and some blue chip stamps.
Well, that's right.
Thank you.
See you in a minute.
All right, thank you, Gary, for the quiz. It's 24 before 10. Beat Seeger.
One sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shore, one earth so green round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. My rainbow race, it's too soon to die. Some folks want to be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unquench all those greedy hands. Some want to take the easy way. Poison, bombs, they think we need them. Don't you know you can't kill all the unbelievers?
Can you fade that down just a little bit there, Patrick? I have on the line here an old compadre of mine from Los Angeles, Jeff Edwards, who works for our sister station, or brother station, as you care to sex it, KMPC. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm just fine.
That's good. I want you to know a lot of people miss you down here.
Well, thank you. It was, just great fun being there. You didn't know why they let me go, do you?
No.
I wasn't giving 100%.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was loafing.
Well, usually we just suspend people for that.
I know. Oh, that's what I meant. I was suspended. I may be back.
I want you to know, though, that the guy they hired, is his first time he's ever been on the air, and the ratings went right up.
Uh-huh.
Terrific.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Except for a speech impediment, he's fine.
I don't need this business anymore. I found a new way to make a fortune.
What's that?
Selling ammunition to the Angels.
Oh, boo. Listen, that's okay. I have a pretty good business you might want to get into.
What's that?
I'm selling swordfish as outdoor thermometers.
Well, now that we've gotten the bad jokes out of the way.
Okay.
What are you going to do up Pebble Beach? You said you're coming to Pebble Beach.
That's the reason I called. I don't know whether you'll be able to get down there or not, but there's a big celebrity tennis match up there. Clint Eastwood is having his annual tournament, and it's for the Behavioral Sciences Institute of Monterey. I don't know what that is, but I guess it's a good thing.
It must be.
Huh?
It must be. It's listed as a charity.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be July 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Del Monte Lodge at the tennis club there.
Oh, are you and Marvy Sue coming up?
Marvy Sue and I are going to be there. She's not going to play, but I am. And listen to these stars who are going to be there.
All right.
James, Lloyd Bridges, Clint Eastwood, Ron Ely, James Francisco, Merv Griffin, Claudine, Longer, John Marley, Doug McClure, George Peppard, Dinah Shore, Dick Smothers, Robert Stack, Jonathan Winters, Ephraim Zimbalist, Edgar Bergen, Abby Dalton, William Wyndham, and more.
Wow.
So have you ever played tennis with Merv Griffin?
I've never played much tennis at all, Jeff. I'm a golfer, really. You know that. But is Merv good?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you can't hit the ball hard at him because he keeps smiling.
You mean he smiles all the time he's playing?
Yeah, and so you feel bad if you hit a shot against him.
Doesn't he get bugs on his teeth?
No. And you can't play against Johnny Carson either.
Why?
He takes off every fourth game.
All right.
So, can you come down?
No, I have to work on the 5th of July. How did you get off?
Oh, well, I'm still a star.
Isn't there an ARB or anything?
No, nothing. As a matter of fact, I got off the same way you did when you went up to Pebble Beach. I'm taping 17 days.
Yeah, I know it. That's a tough place to work, Jeff. But I wish you all the luck in the world, and I know that a lot of the Bay Area people will be coming down to watch all the stars and watch you, too.
Yeah, if they want to get tickets, they can call the tennis courts in Pebble Beach. It's going to be some fine tennis. There's some good players there, and they have... I've got to tell you, my partner, you're not going to believe this, the Count Bertrand Davines of Paris.
Is he really a count?
Yeah, he's flying in for the match.
Yeah, on his own wings.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jeff Edwards in Los Angeles, and he's coming up to join the celebrities at Pebble Beach. That ought to be fun if you're a tennis fan. It's 19 before 10.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say.
When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something left. Because the king of beer is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you said it all.
Budweiser, good brew. It's, 18 minutes before 10, and we've had an awful lot of requests. I guess the visitors are in town. The vacationers and relatives are telling them about the Ajax Liquor Store, you know, and now they're all calling saying, oh, my aunt is in from Iowa. She's going to hear it. And the colonel is up from New Orleans, you know, and so on. So we'll play it next, Ajax Liquor Store. And Tommy McHugh is also in town, and the thing was recorded at his golf club. If you just made your $25 million something, you'd probably want to celebrate and let people know. Well, that's the way Delco feels, because the Delco plant in Anaheim, California, has now produced its 25 millionth Delco Energizer battery, and they're going to celebrate by giving away a little something. As a matter of fact, two lot of little somethings, a matched pair of silver, sort of, his and hers Chevy Vegas. You could be, as they say, the lucky winner. Just drop by a Delco dealer. You don't have to buy a thing. All you have to do is fill out an entry form and drop it in the mail, and the contest is only for Californians, and this contest closes August 31st, 1971, so you have a couple of months to get to it. Go see the Delco dealer near you. Pick up a contest entry form And by the way, while you're there, have them check out your battery and cables. Then you'll know how your car shapes up for reliable starting this summer. And who knows, you might win a lot of little somethings, the two Chevy Vegas. And now, I think I hear the phone ringing.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths, all right.
Four fifths
tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four fifths tequila.
Make that five.
Five fifths tequila.
Five right. fifths tequila?
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
So you got my cinema.
I think you're right.
Four. Four fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this four fifths liquor store?
That's right, pal.
You listen in the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Two cases.
Two cases, all right. I've got that down, all right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, and two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce cans.
You just bring that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver?
Up in my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi is a deer place there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two.
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my
that's
order.
The order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can find. I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yep. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And one case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Fourteen minutes before 10 o'clock, that is it. That's the classic Ajax Liquor Store for all of the visitors to San Francisco whose hometown stations may have banned that because they're hitting home with that. I heard CB's line yesterday, which was beautiful. He says his uncle was the town drunk, which is not too bad, except he lived in New York City.
This is Dave McElhattan on location today in the Alpha Beta Market at the corner of Fremont and South Mary in the city of Sunnyvale. And right now I'm talking with Mrs.
Virginia White.
What was it that led you to Alpha Beta? There are a lot of different stores.
The meat. I like the meat.
How about the rest of the store? There are another 10 or 20,000 items aside from the meat.
Well, yes. I buy bread, fresh bread. And I just do my shopping here, the vegetables. And I think the people are very nice.
They take good care of you?
Yes. The checkers are very pleasant.
What is it about the checkers that makes them so outstanding, do you think?
If I cash a check, or no matter what I do, they're just very pleasant. I just feel that they made my day.
Were you surprised that Alpha Beta was as nice as it was?
Well, I'd never been to an Alpha Beta store before, and I think it is nice.
Now that you've been to one, you don't go to any others?
No, I like to come here, and I go out of my way to come here. I don't live this close.
Like Mrs. White of Sunnyvale, shop Total Discount Alpha Beta and save.
Pete, sit down a minute here. Pete Scott just came in and...
What am I sitting on?
I don't know. You sat on Dan Sorkin's book. There. And I just want to talk to you for a little while, Pete. I got your microphone on there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why would you want to talk to me?
I have no idea. Things are getting kind of dull. I just thought, you know...
I could bring it down to even a further
usually
level.
Come up with some kind of sparkling conversation.
No, not this morning. I'm just here trying to keep the place running smoothly, as I usually do.
I feel so relaxed today. I got most of the things that you have to do when you move into a house, I have completed.
For instance?
Well, like
the
getting
TV is working.
TV, they came out there en masse. Seven trucks. Owner of the company.
How many sets
the whole
do you
thing.
Have?
I have three sets.
Ooh.
That's too many, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
it
isn't when you have three different television tastes in the family.
Well, they're organic sets, I know that.
They are organic, right, and the non-pollutants.
You still have the wood-burning sets.
No.
Very nice.
No, I had to get rid of that, with the gas.
Oh.
But that's in, and the Teleview company was just marvelous. The phone company was great. All the phones are in. The boxes are unpacked. Most of the things are put away. You know, and last night I spent what you might call a normal evening at home.
What's a normal evening for Jim Lang, celebrity?
A normal evening, I have a couple of belts.
Yeah.
Then a couple of suspenders.
And a couple of whips.
And then I, you know, just chat with the kids and had a little dinner, barbecue.
Did you barbecue out there? You don't have a special small person that comes in and does that
barbecue
for you?
Almost 3-4 times a week.
What kind of things do you barbecue?
Ribs, pork chops. Steaks,
yeah.
Chickens,
anything.
Roasts,
anything that
little
that
rabbits or
eggs before barbecuing.
Just throw it on and put some sauce on it and eat it. And then I watch the ball game and listen to Lon
yeah. You listen to the radio.
That's what I did.
And you watch the game.
I didn't do that, but
no,
I should have.
Well, it doesn't. Well.
And then I went to bed with a reasonable hour, you know, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, your snuggy pies and your jammy
pudding. That's the evening of a star, man.
I like that.
Doesn't sound too much different from...
No, not from the regular run-of-the-mill felon.
Can a car buyer find honesty in a new car showroom? The quiet men of old think so. Listen to Paul Boitana at Van Ness Oldsmobile, San Francisco.
I won't sell a tack to a guy unless he insists upon it. But, I mean, you don't overload a 98. You don't overload a Delta 88.
Reg Martin, Jr., salesman at Pearson Automobile, Sunnyvale.
I wish that more customers would come in and try our station wagons and the station wagons of the competitors. We feel that the Oldsmobile sells itself.
Jerry Guarneri, salesman at Lloyd A. Wise Oldsmobile, Oakland.
Believe it or not, the salesman gets involved with the service end of it even after he sold the automobile. We have a full line of service, there's no doubt about that, and it's honest service.
The quiet men of Olds. Speak softly and say a great deal. Go in and quiet test an old salesman today.
See any one of the 15 Bay Area quiet men of Olds for a free demonstration ride. While we were talking there, Pete, the engineer was screaming, boring.
Yeah, I know.
Boring.
It's your show, though.
But I take responsibility, right?
That's right.
I see. Well, I told you how I spend my evening. How did you spend yours last night?
I went over to Berkeley.
Oh, you went to see Cat Stevens, huh?
Actually, I didn't go to see Cat Stevens. I went to see Taj Mahal.
There was the group with him, huh?
There was Taj Mahal is one person.
It is?
Yes.
Hey.
It's also a small palace in India.
You got a sports question.
That's where I did. I went over in Berkeley, and I let the freaks watch me. And I watched the freaks, and everybody sat around in the theater and just, you know, we just grew, man. It was like weird, you know, for our kind of thing.
I can hear some of your friends are coming now.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
New Orleans, Montego Bay, Jamaica, San Juan, Puerto Rico. They're closer than you think on Delta Airlines. Delta has five services every day to New Orleans. Day economy fare is only $104, including tax. And from New Orleans, Delta flies straight through to Montego Bay and San Juan. For New Orleans or the Caribbean, call one of the professionals at Delta or see your friendly travel agent.
Delta is ready when you are.
Boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make it mine.
So fine, and that's, of course, an older tune than My Sweet Lord, although they both have the very same melody line. And Jody Miller did it. That's her latest. It's 5 1/2 minutes before 10.
More and more, folks are finding out about Falstaff, about how it's a whole new beer the way we're brewing it these days. A little lighter, a little more delicious, and finding out it's just the thing to have cooling in the refrigerator on long, warm days. Any wonder, then, that we call Falstaff the beer for a summer's afternoon.
I like you and I like you again. I like you and I like you again. Like
Falstaff Brewing Company, which is located in San Jose, California, among other places. I'm going to go get my personalized license plate today. Yes, sir. It cost me $25 to fight pollution, but I have now a license plate which is distinctive. It says, yeah, fair. Yeah.
Think of it as money. Thank America. Think of it as money. Thank America.
Today, people everywhere think of Bank America as money. At restaurants and clothing stores, gas stations and garden supply stores, at drugstores, discount stores, lumber yards, in all 50 states. So when you shop, why not think of Bank America Card as money too? The most convenient form of money for shopping.
Wilders in one of the Burt Bacharach tunes, one less bell to answer. Dan Sorkin at 10:05. Don't go away. One less bell to answer. It's about a minute and a half now before 10.
There are moments I remember, though they're hazy in my mind.
Kodak has made remembering easier than ever with a new Kodak Instamatic X camera.
Just drop in the film and you're ready to save every moment in color snapshots or even color slides. And indoors, no more worry about flash batteries. Just pop on a magic cube and shoot. Because Kodak Instamatic X cameras take flash pictures without flash batteries. Kodak makes your pictures count. For a limited time only, Kodak Instamatic X cameras come in a special Smile Saver kit for less than $25. Get one soon. Kodak makes your pictures
count. Let's try it again. I think we got to the end of the thing, huh? Oh, dear. Well, this show's ending on an exciting note here today. The records are being knocked off the turntables, and the theme won't go, so I am. I will see you tomorrow. Remember what I always say, don't get into radio. Bye. You're being suspended for not giving your full effort, Pat. It's 10 o'clock. This is KSFO. San Francisco. And now with the news, here's Bobby. This is KSFO News presented by Renault. Test drive a Renault at your nearest dealers and find out what road love is all about. Another move against the president of CBS, Frank Stanton. The House Commerce Committee is voting by a fairly substantial margin to cite Stanton and the network for contempt unless they get broadcast film shot for the controversial documentary, The Selling of the Pentagon. This is Committee Chairman Harley Staggers.
We must have those outtakes in order to determine not only what has been told us, but whether many other outtakes were wrong in what they have presented to the American public and said was the truth.
Speaking on behalf of the minority, California Representative Lionel Van Dierlin.
I voted against it, and I think that if the House itself doesn't overturn this contempt citation, the court certainly will.
An apparently unauthorized U.S. strike over North Vietnam has official Washington in a furor. Spokesman saying they can't even confirm that a strike took place. But apparently there's a colonel on his way to Saigon to determine who was responsible. Dr. Daniel Ellsberg is admitting he gave additional documents on that Pentagon study of the Vietnam War to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, documents he considers too sensitive to release to the papers. Committee Chairman J. William Fulbright says he locked the papers in a safe without reading them. At least five strikes in the Bay Area this morning. The major walkout affecting the entire West Coast as longshoremen walked off the job from Los Angeles to Seattle. The longshoremen are after a two-year contract that includes increased wages, pension benefits, and the hiring of more younger men. Will this be a long strike? Well, an ILWU picket on San Francisco's waterfront ponders that one.
Well, no working ship could stand a long strike, but basically it's a question now where we just have to, because if we continue working at the rate we're going, we'll be, everybody will probably be on home relief in a short time. Because we have guys in our organization at the present time who are receiving food stamps because they don't get enough work.
Carpenters and tunnel laborers remain off the job, and sheet metal workers are idle. Airport buses remain stalled, though cab service is normal. And about half of Mill Valley's municipal employees are off the job, while talks progress toward a contract. Police and fire are not affected. And today marks the beginning of the third straight year that California has started off without a budget and only limited power to spend money. A six-man conference committee is supposed to have a budget together today for the governor's signature. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the State Employees Association says they'll stay on the job, but if the budget goes for a long period of time without being signed, they just may change their minds. And the Paris peace talks are in recess after the communists proposed a new plan to break the two-year-old deadlock. That plan promising to release American POWs the day the U.S. starts moving out all its troops from Vietnam. We'll have more news in a moment.
People will agree that gas tanks are pretty boring because there just aren't many things you can do with a gas tank except fill it. Well, in the Renault 10, we have a gas tank pretty much like gas tanks in other cars. It empties automatically while you drive, which isn't something we cleverly planned. What we did plan is for our gas tank to empty very slowly. Now, the amount of slowness that their tank empties is called mileage. The Renault 10 holds 10 gallons and will take you about 350 miles. Or another way to say it is up to 35 miles to a gallon. That's very slow emptying of the gas tank, or good mileage. So while gas tanks are usually boring, Renault 10's gas tank is kind of exciting, if you're easily excited.
For a test drive in a Renault, visit Marin Bay Lincoln Mercury Sales Incorporated, 3rd and Lincoln Avenue, San Rafael, or Ralph Vesper Motor Company, 952 Santa Rosa Avenue, Santa Rosa. This just in his first comment after the Supreme Court ruling on the Pentagon Papers, Attorney General John Mitchell says, all avenues of criminal prosecution remain open, that's a quote, despite the Supreme Court's historic 6-3 decision to permit publication of the secret Pentagon papers on the Vietnam War. Wall Street Report, the Pacific Coast Stock Exchange, reports the stock market at 12:30 New York time had lost some of the earlier gains but was still up on the day. The Dow Jones Industrials up 2 points at that time. Advances led decline 7-4. KSFO Sports reports it'll be American Stan Smith and Australian John Newcomb in the men's singles finals at Wimbledon, Smith beating Tom Gorman and Newcomb doing the same to Ken Rosewall in today's semis. As for the ladies, Margaret Court and Yvonne Goolagong play in their title match tomorrow. Ron Bryant gets the call as the Giants open a 3-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals today. 1 o'clock is game time at Candlestick Park, 12:40 for the KSFO broadcast. The Giants trying to open up that 6.5-game division lead. The A's have a day off to travel. They play the Angels tomorrow. Weatherman says fair through tomorrow, except for the usual low coastal clouds drifting in the night and mornings. Highs today in the 70s. The extended forecast calling for more of the same through the weekend and in the mountains, fair and slightly warmer through tomorrow. That's KSFO News presented by Renault. For your nearest dealer, see the yellow pages and test drive a Renault. Bob Hansen reporting, KSFO News is everywhere. And now it's Dan Sorkin time.
KSFO, you are the greatest station on the radio.
Sorkin is playing engineer this morning. This is Pat Hilliard, the engineer. Thank you.
blame it on you.
That's the problem here. Not enough editing.
If you have visited Lake Tahoe, you know why the land is in such demand. No place in the world offers such a combination of things to do in such a beautiful setting. Now, restrictions may mean the end of development, so we suggest that you stop in this weekend and take a look at the beautiful wooded home sites in what may be one of the last Tahoe areas to be approved for building. Visit Kingswood West, just half a mile north of the beach on Highway 267, along Tahoe's North Shore. You'll find generous parcels complete with permanent green belt areas and underground utilities. You could be in your Tahoe retreat in time for skiing this winter. It may be your last chance to be a Tahoe owner. Prices as low as $6,500 plus bond. Stop at Kingswood West, half a mile north of Kings Beach on Highway 267. Or phone 523-9212, collect in Alameda. That's 523-9212.
Billy Byers opened the whole thing with the A-Train, and it's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. My old friend George James, the author of San Francisco on a Sunny Day, The Sea of Tranquility, and all that other stuff, has a little dog named Toby, loves to sing, and play right next to George on the piano bench. How are you?
Oh, just fine. That vacation really did things for me.
Yeah, you and Joe Simontaki and somebody else went up there to Yosemite for the weekend.
Uh-huh, Joe took us up.
Mm-hmm. And it was, you had a good time, did you?
Well, it's just, I couldn't explain how wonderful it was. It's so peaceful up there. You ought to go.
Yeah, well, no. you've written a new song.
Yes, and it's called The Challenge of Peace.
Yeah, oh. Was this inspired by your trip up there?
Well, I don't know. I think as we've... that was part... No, I wrote it just before we left.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're approaching the 4th of July.
We certainly are.
And I don't know. I got the idea. That's our Independence Day, and I think this country needs peace more than anything. You know, a real peace within the hearts of every man, woman, and child. And so I think... I hope this music gives that feeling.
How does Toby like it?
He sings along.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
All sure. Right. There he goes. George James, rushing to his piano, has been tuned since the quake in 1906. Impossible to hear the words.
Well, I know it. I'll have to send you a copy of them because they're pretty long.
Yeah. Okay. And the title of that one is?
The Challenge of Peace.
Yes, quite a challenge.
And it is the greatest challenge we've ever had.
Well.
This is the time when blazing summer heat accompanies you on every auto trip, along with dust and dirt, humidity, and exhaust odors.
This is the time, the right time, to have Sears Auto Air Conditioning installed in your car.
The performance of factory air conditioning, but with Sears Economy.
Sears Auto Air Conditioning, comparable to the features, styles, and performance of factory air, but at Sears prices.
Sears. This week, save over $42 on air conditioners at Sears, on sale for as low as $177.88 plus the installation at all Sears Automotive Centers. Buddy Rich's big band is featured here with his daughter Kathy, who was only 13 when she recorded this.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh.
Just arrived, and she's sitting down.
Don't miss the big free 4th of July. Let's sit over there. Why don't you... Don't miss the big pre-4th of July sale. I've got to take a nap. During the Western days at the Bayfair Shopping Center in San Leandro, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, live Western music by Paul Bowman and the Country Showman from Friday, 2 to 4, and the Huck and Scott Show. Everybody knows the Huck and Scott.
Of course.
Of course. That's from 1 to 3 on Saturday, and you can be one of the 50 winners of two books of tickets, admissions and rides, at Frontier Village in San Jose, and there is no purchase necessary, so hurry to Bayfair Shopping Center, East 14th and 155th in San Leandro. What'd you bring?
Well, there's two coffee cakes, and they're still warm.
They sure are.
And Guatemalan coffee.
Yes. Do we have a coffee maker?
Yes, down the hall in Tin Cup Alley.
Oh, can you put that in that Corey type coffee maker?
You sure can.
I love it.
That was fresh ground this morning.
Oh! Fresh coffee and coffee cake. You want to watch a man go off his diet?
I've just read some medical reports that showed how several outstanding doctors obtained remarkably successful results with Preparation H. In many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain in hemorrhoidal tissues.
What's he saying?
And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by infection. Yes, as Preparation H gently helps reduce such swelling in many cases, it gives relief for hours from pain in hemorrhoidal tissues. Doctor tested Preparation H.
Wonderful stuff. Want to meet some of the doctors who tested it? Let's see here. Put this aside for just a moment. I have a long distance phone call. All right. One, hello?
Yes, there's a collect call from Mr. Dan Storkin from Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh, yes.
Will you accept the charges?
I will accept the charges.
Hello, Mr. Storkin.
Yes.
This is Dr. Mendoza.
Doctor.
And I'm returning a call about a Miss Velma Banky.
Yes.
And it was about the discreet operation.
Her operation.
Yes.
Can you hold on for just a moment? I have another word here about ecology. By now, you've undoubtedly heard about the trend towards non-phosphate laundry detergents. You know how important it is for everybody to do something to stop pollution. Phosphates upset the balance of nature and destroy our natural water supply. But even though phosphates are a powerful cleaning agent, we can have sparkling clean clothes without them. Ecology is a laundry detergent without phosphates, enzymes, NTA, or any other ingredient known to be harmful to the environment. And it's made from an entirely new formula, which gives you the kind of clean wash you expect when used as directed. Independent laboratory tests prove that Ecology does a better all-around cleaning job than any other similar product. It's effective on all washable fabrics. It leaves them gleamingly spotless. Ecology is such an important product that I have a special introductory offer to make you. You still listening, Doctor?
Yes.
All right. Send a postcard with your name and address to the word Ecology in care of me, Dan Sorkin, KSFO in San Francisco, and by return mail, I'll send you a coupon good for 50 cents off the purchase price. How does that sound?
Oh, very good. I use Ecology to wash my hands with before the operation.
Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea, aren't lovelier than you, or the games I see you play. I see you.
Some toast and marmalade for tea, and that's Tin Tin. I love that record. I'm always saying to Elma Greer, our record librarian, I want you to listen to this record. It's really fantastic. And she looks at me and says something like, it's been on our chart for about 2 months now. I said, really? Nonsense, Elma. You're hiding these from things. I played this for you 2 months ago. Well,
I'm Jack Carney. We had a safari earlier this year to do a television special and to record the authentic sounds of East Africa today. Its wildlife and its music. The recording equipment that we carried was exclusively Sony equipment from Skinner, Hersh & Kay in San Francisco. Our recordings were done exclusively on the Sony Model 110A. Now, you may not be going on safari, but if there's anything you need for your home in fine stereo equipment or videotape equipment, remember Skinner, Hersh & Kay, celebrating their 85th year in downtown San Francisco, the West's finest home electronics center. Skinner, Hersh & Kay, 229 Kearney Street in downtown San Francisco, open from 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
That's true. Oh, Skinner, Hersh & Kay. That was Jack Kearney. It's 27 minutes past 10 o'clock. Try Skinner, Hersh & Kay for the largest selection of cassette recorders for business and pleasure. Jack and I are going to have lunch or something on Friday. And Jack is leaving San Francisco. Yes, going to St. Louis. It's 27 minutes past 10 o'clock. Telephone?
Hello?
Yes, this is your conscience speaking.
Yes?
Think of the coffee cake as being poisoned.
Now, just a minute.
Nils Dalme Sardina for Norge. Ernie, for store at Salga Sardina for Norge, who got well, the opiate for in the starter.
Yes, they have, Nils, thanks to you.
Well, Ernie. For store, I'm a carnet for Dalma Sardina from Norgam somewhere?
Oh, they certainly do, Nils. Now, some American housewives practically feature sardines from Norway during the summer.
Where on there?
Well, as you know, in the summer, people try to avoid cooking a hot meal. And since sardines from Norway fit on just about everything, bread, crackers, you name it, we find them very convenient for light, quick summer snacks for the family.
Make it interesting.
And excellent in salad, Nils.
Vetti was for sardines from Norgeri alibestis and can be optat?
Well, Americans know that sardines from Norway come from the cool, clear waters of your native fjords, and then they're ember-smoked and hand-packed. Yes, Nils, America knows. So they're making sure they only buy the best sardines from Norway.
Thank you very much, Ernie.
Min for Norrelse, Taxa Megan.
This commercial for sardines from Norway was produced to be broadcast in Norway only. However, so it wouldn't be a total loss,